Now, first joining us to take a look at what has been making science headlines this week are science journalists Mark Peplow and Victoria Gill, and also Phil Broadwith. He's from the Chemistry World magazine. Now, Mark, you've been down to the European Space Agency's press conference today where they've revealed what their Planck probe mission has been revealing about the early universe. What did you flush out?
Yeah, that's right. So the Planck Space Telescope has given us the most detailed map yet of the cosmic microwave background. That's the residual glow from the Big Bang that started it all off, the beginning of the universe.
Tell us a bit about the history of the mission.
Okay, so it was launched in 2009, and it actually builds on previous efforts to measure the cosmic microwave background radiation. And it's out there in space about four times as far away from the Earth as the Moon, far enough away from the Sun that its very, very cold sensors can detect the faint traces of microwaves coming from actually just 380,000 years after the Big Bang.
And what is it revealing?
It's already giving us a very detailed measure of the age and composition of the universe. And hopefully over in a year's time, when all the data is in and analysed, it might actually give us more clues about the origins of the universe.
What was the big question that we needed Planck in order to be able to answer?
The key thing really was in looking at why the universe is as big as it is and why it looks the same everywhere. And to do that, you need to understand how quickly the universe expanded. In just the first instant, the first 10 to the minus 32 seconds after it was born. And that's really what it's starting to probe now.
I don't want to pour cold water on all this, but one of our colleagues who has been talking to some people about this today, he said, I've just heard a distinguished professor of astronomy, who will remain nameless, say that the press conference reached heights of excitement that we haven't seen since the big speeches of John Major's premiership.
Yeah, it was a strange press conference. I think they actually struggled to work out exactly what the top line on this story should be, actually. And I think the reason for that is in a lot of the easiest to understand aspects of this are about how old the universe is. It's 13.8 billion years, by the way, how fast it's expanding, what it's made of. And these are slight adaptations on the information that we had already. And it's sort of confirmation of a lot of stuff that we kind of already knew. But the more exciting stuff, actually, is the stuff that's incredibly difficult to explain. And that's stuff about what happened in that first instant of the universe, why it expanded so rapidly, what was driving that. And it rules the data that we've got from Planck basically rules out a lot of the guesstimates, the models that people had for how that works. And actually, it's narrowing down on pretty much the simplest suggestion for how that inflation happened.
Victoria.
So I was wondering how far back exactly cosmic background radiation can take us. I'd heard that looking at this Planck data would even be able to peer before the Big Bang when there was nothing, as I sort of don't quite understand it. Like, how could it do that?
Well, there you go. Inflation, this process of very rapid expansion of the universe, was, like I said, invoked to explain why, for example, bits of the universe, where you look in any direction, it pretty much looks the same. There's the stars, there's gas. It's largely indistinguishable on the sort of large scale. So at some point, all these things must have been in very close together in a melting pot, almost like continents that have moved apart. And you can see the outlines of the coastline. That suggests that at some point they must have been together. So rewinding the universe, you have to say, well, at some point they must have been together, and to get them as far apart as they are now, there must have been some bloody great fast expansion at some point near the beginning. Where theorists have suggested that looking at the cosmic microwave background can take you before the universe is from those theorists who advocate an alternative to inflation, that rather than the Big Bang, there was a Big bounce. Before the universe that we live in now, there was a previous universe that contracted. And all these points that we see that are all part of a big melting pot that all look the same, they all look the same because they were squished together from a previous universe. And that means you don't have to invoke this very rapid inflation. And there are signals in the Planck data that should tell us one way or another which one of these is the right model. Those, sadly, did not come out today. Early 2014. It's called the polarization data. It's going to tell us about B modes, and I'll leave it there.
Look forward to that, won't we? They're just holding a little bit back to make sure you're all back for, yeah, for part two.